We all know Trump and Putin met in Alaska on Friday, 15th August. I have a video on that. Now, what happened after that? So let's break down what just happened. Over the weekend, US President Donald Trump made a big claim. He said, there has been big progress on Russia. Now, he didn't give details at first. But soon after, his envoy, Steve Witkoff, revealed some serious news from the Alaska summit. According to him, Trump and Putin agreed on something huge. Security guarantees for Ukraine. That's not just talk. That's a possible roadmap towards ending this war. On his way back to Washington, Trump even called Zelensky and European leaders. And on that call, he said one thing very clearly. The best way to end this horrific war is to go straight for a peace agreement. No long delays, no dragging it out. His tone did not sound like a discussion of any sort with the European allies. It was more of like a firm, straightforward order. But here's where things get complicated. And I've also said this before the Alaska meeting. Trump might actually support a plan where Ukraine has to give up the Donbas region in exchange for peace. That's basically Donetsk and Luhansk going to Russia, while Russia stops its offensive in Kherson and Zaporizhia. Now think about it. That's a massive shift, because Ukraine and its European allies have always refused to give up territory by force. For them, that's a red line, and many European leaders are now warning that skipping a ceasefire and jumping straight into a deal could give Moscow an upper hand. Meanwhile, Zelensky is heading to Washington, or he has arrived, and he's not coming alone. Several big European leaders like Ursula, Giorgia Meloni, Emmanuel Macron, Friedrich Merz, even NATO chief Mark Rutte will be right there with him. They want to show unity and also make sure Ukraine doesn't stand alone in front of Trump. And let's not forget, Zelensky's last Oval Office meeting with Trump ended in a shouting match. Trump and his Vice President J.D. Vance literally scolded him for not being grateful enough for the US aid. So this upcoming meeting, it's going to be tense, maybe even dramatic. And that's why this whole bandwagon is going together. But Trump isn't backing down. In his Fox News interview with Sean Hannity, he said it straight. It's really up to President Zelensky to get it done. In other words, Trump believes the responsibility for peace now sits on Zelensky's shoulders. At the same time, Trump is promising that the United States will give Ukraine strong security guarantees. Now, this statement is something even Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz has called a significant progress. On the other side, European allies are saying, look, we are still keeping sanctions on Russia until there is a real lasting peace. They don't want to let Putin off the hook too easily. Meanwhile, back in Ukraine, the war hasn't slowed down. Just this weekend, Russia launched 85 drones and a ballistic missile overnight. Even Ukraine has launched a drone attack that was directly targeting nuclear power plant. This is told by the Russian officials. So, while leaders are talking peace in Alaska and Washington, the battlefield is still burning. And if you look at Vladimir Putin, he called the Alaska summit frank, useful and timely. He even warned Ukraine and Europe not to try any behind-the-scenes intrigues that could block this so-called progress. So where does this leave us? A possible Trump-Putin-Zelensky summit is on the horizon. Now what is the idea behind that? Ukraine gives up part of Donbas, Russia freezes attacks in the south, and the United States offers security guarantees. But the big question is, will Zelensky agree? And it doesn't matter whether he agrees or not, will Europe stand with him? Because right now it's clear that European leaders also have strong interest tied to the Russia-Ukraine war. Their desperation to not let Putin off the hook too easily suggests one of three things, or maybe all three of them. Number one, Europe is directly affected by Russia-Ukraine war. Energy prices, trade routes, migration and security all hit them first before the US feels it. So European Union leaders don't want a quick deal that looks like Russia won, because that could weaken Europe's credibility and security posture. Point number two, suppose if Putin gets Donbas through negotiation, it sets a precedent, use military force, grab land, and then legitimize it through talks. Europe fears this might embolden Russia to pressure or threaten European Union states later, shifting the balance of power. And point number three, Europe is caught in the middle. Either the US dictates peace terms, which may prioritize American interests, or Russia forces terms that shake European security. This makes European leaders cautious, even resistant, because they don't want to be sidelined in a game where they are geographically the closest to the conflict. So if you see, the reason these European leaders are joining Zelensky to meet President Trump is not just about morality or supporting Ukraine. There are real strategic interests at play, energy, security and influence. I will keep you updated more on the European interest that will eventually come out very soon. Because even Putin has warned Ukraine and Europe not to try any behind-the-scenes intrigues that could block this so-called progress. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.